This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. There are as many pathways to a job or career in New Mexico as there are people. Some face more obstacles, though, and if regular high school doesn't work out, the path can be especially steep. That's where alternative schools and adult education programs can help. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton brings us this look at one charter high school inside a trade school.
Hello.
Hello.
To enter the Job Corps campus in Northwest Albuquerque, you pass through a remarkably friendly security checkpoint. Job Corps is a federally funded residential program for people 16 to 24 years old.
And we're heading toward the Gordon Brunell Charter School that's based inside the Job Corps campus.
Chris Pauls is the dean of students at Gordon Brunell here.
So it's sort of a school within a school.
He points out the dorms, the rec center, and buildings where Job Corps members learn trades like welding, plumbing, and office administration.
And then that building in the far distance, they have another online high school there.
Job Corps students working toward their diploma have access to two virtual high schools, James Madison and Penn Foster. There, they can get on-site assistance from a licensed English as a second language instructor. Inside Gordon Brunell's small building, Paul says it's all about working with students individually.
Because they come to us with a variety of credits and a variety of experiences in school and stuff like that.
Gordon Brunell Charter School serves about 430 students across several locations, including inside the Bernalillo County Jail. It's unique among New Mexico public schools in that more than two-thirds of its students are adults. So when lawmakers voted earlier this year to stop funding public school students over the age of 21, students and staff were alarmed. After weeks of their advocacy, the school was given another year to continue operating as is, and a promise that Gordon Brunell will get more funding from the state's higher education budget in the future. The details of that future funding scheme, according to school administrators, are still unclear.
This is a video of the most recent project my students did.
Shayna Ernest teaches math and science. She hits play, and we see a ball drop onto a chute. Her students learned about the cartoonist Rube Goldberg and his famous elaborate machines. You know, a boot drops and kicks a football, which lands in a basket, which pulls a lever. Well, her students made their own chain reaction machines.
They are talking about these scientific concepts like, oh, I think if we adjust the angle over here, the ball will roll faster. And so it just creates this excitement that really can't be recreated in any other online program or GED sort of program.
Yeah.
Sitting nearby is 20-year-old Christopher Lemons.
So this is kind of like a second chance for me.
He went to two different big high schools in Albuquerque. He dropped out after his grandmother had a stroke. But he says his struggles in school go way back to something that happened to him when he was a baby.
See, I've had a frontal lobe disability since I was 3 months old. Me and my mother, we were tailboned by a driver who wasn't paying attention. And I hit my head against the back of my mother's seat.
The brain damage affects his memory, Lemon says, and his ability to understand instructions. It's been tough to get the support he needs in schools over the years.
When I was at my other schools, I'd sit there for a good 10, 20 minutes sitting there just raising my hand trying to ask for help. But, I've never had problems finding help here. They're very kind. They treat each and every single student with the same amount of respect.
His special education teacher here has been especially helpful. Gordon Brunell also has clinical social workers and counselors who work closely with students to try to meet their academic and social and emotional needs. On a good day at school, Lemons is studying history, his favorite subject.
I like to see back on what's different between back then and how it is now. I'd rather go out, see what it was like, different cultures around the world. That's what I mainly want to do.
After getting his diploma, Lemons plans to study anthropology at community college. So much of his youth was defined by one moment in his past, but with the right kind of support, he hopes someday he'll write his own history book. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.